Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Rudyard Kipling once wrote, "A woman is nothing but a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair." I guess that's why so many men are in the junk business.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. Before we start the ball rolling on the Laugh Club today, I'd like to say that we are again honored by the presence of Miss Ginger's father. How are you today, Colonel?
Tired, sir, mighty tired. Been laying low all day.
How come, Colonel? Were you frightened or something?
No, sir. Bed caved in.
Oh, I see. I guess you're pretty tuckered out.
I've been working too hard. Need a little vacation. For the next 6 months, I'm just going to sit on my front porch in a rocking chair.
And after the 6 months?
Yeah, if I've regained any of my strength, I might start rocking.
So, Colonel, I understand that you've held down many important jobs in your time.
Yeah, that's right, sir. Mr. Holtz, you've heard of the G-Man.
Yeah.
And the T-Man.
Yeah.
Well, I was an man.
An man?
That's right, sir. I worked in a Turkish bath. On one side was the man's entrance, and on the other side was the women's entrance.
Yes, Colonel, but what did you do?
I stood in the middle, and if anybody started to make a mistake, I said,
Here is a little story that happened, I would say about a year ago. I was walking along the street in New York City, and there was a man. He was ahead of me about, four or five steps, and he's walking along the street. And he was shaking his head from side to side, going like this. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Well, I looked at this guy. He's walking along saying, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick, side to side. I said, well, I followed this guy for about a half a mile. Well, finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. I walked over to this man. I said, look, I know it isn't any of my business, but why are you shaking your head from side to side saying, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick? He says, I'm a clock. I says, you're a clock? He says, yes. I said, I wonder, would you be so good as to give me the time of day? He said, it's 4:30. I said, 4:30? It's 5:15. He said, my goodness, I'm slow. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Well, Mr. Holzer, I got a sachet downtown and buy my little woman a birthday gift.
Well, congratulations, Colonel. How old is your wife?
To tell you the truth, Mr. Holzer, I don't rightly know. All I know is when I married her, she was 12 years older than I was.
And now?
Now she's 2 years younger.
What are you going to get her, Colonel?
Well, I had a tough time figuring out something she had a real hankering for. And after saving and skimping all year, I reckon I come up with an ideal gift.
Really? And what was that?
114-piece dinner set.
Why, that's wonderful, Colonel. Imagine that. 114-piece dinner set.
Yes, sir, Mr. Holtz. A box of toothpicks.
I should have known. Meetings adjourned.